Welcome to Shifting Impressions, Conversations with the Realm of Beings, with me, Greta Chamberlain, Yvonne Crayer, Lee Steimer, and the Realm of Beings. Shifting Impressions, which is one of the vehicles that supports the transmission of the Realm of Beings, is here to assist you in delving into your being by providing numerous topics and discussions for you to intake as you deepen your connection with your inner world. Shifting Impressions is here to assist you in strengthening yourself as you excavate to understand your true nature. Lee, Yvonne, and myself with the Realm of Beings eagerly invite you to join us today and learn to shift your mindset, shift your thoughts, and shift your focus to recreate your life and produce a new you. Shifting Impressions starts now.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Shifting Impressions, Conversations with the Realm of Beings. I'm Lee, and I'm here with Greta, and Yvonne is back this week. Yay! And also the Realm of Beings. And we are really happy to be on Transformation Talk Radio every Friday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. When you hear that term, Realm of Beings, you may ask yourself who they are, how do they operate in our lives? Why are they coming through with these messages now? Maybe even, do I receive any guidance? And if I do, how can I learn to use it in order to flow through my life with ease? These conversations will help you examine your life and your creation of reality. They will help you to shift your impressions and understand what you're creating in your life and how it shows up. Ladies, hello. Welcome to 2022.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. And we're all together again.
I'm so happy to be back.
Yes. Welcome, Yvonne.
Had some challenges this last month, but challenges are part of life, right?
So. Yes, they are. So this year, today we thought it was maybe apropos to start with, you know, we're in a new year, new times to create change or something, whatever. We decided to pick the quote, "What is your purpose? Is it to love yourself unconditionally and be one within?" Ladies, we're in a new year. What say you?
That is, when we talked about it, when we were choosing this one, we said it's a lot. And we were bringing up the whole concept of personality and being victims, and that we as humanoids are very geared toward tangibleness. Things have got to be tangible for us before we really fully accept it in most occasions. So what is purpose? The quote says to love yourself unconditionally and be one within. That means that we always think of ourselves as going outward. We always look outward. We have a tendency to do that. One, it's not even a tendency, it's a training. We've been trained to always look at the other person, to always look at a God that is outside of ourselves. We never, we've gone to church, we've gone to various religions, we've gone to various ideologies and so forth, but those ideologies take us to an outwardness versus an inwardness. So I think today is about us talking about our inwardness. How are we inward? It's like I hear people saying, my higher consciousness, I'm ascending, going through the ascension process. The ascension process, like in Christianity, Jesus ascended. So you have pictures of him ascending upward. It's always an upward motion. I'm going to heaven. I'm going up to heaven. And then some people who have the believe in hell, I'm going down to hell. So we have that up and down. Up is fine, down is not good, you know, and that's kind of where we're stuck at. And then when we talk about loving ourselves unconditionally, I think if we could talk just a little bit about what does it mean to love yourself unconditionally, I think we need to review it just in case some people missed the episode that we had that we dealt with unconditional love, the four aspects of it. But I'd like us if we could start there, Lee.
Okay, I'm actually glad you brought that up today because I coincidentally I created to read something and it was interesting and I left it up here and I said, okay, this is a really I hope we talk about unconditional love because I think this is something I'd like to tear apart a little with the ladies on Shifting Impressions. So I came across something and it said you can love yourself to the point that you have experienced love in your life consciously. So that kind of set off a bell to me because how, you know, it was interesting because exactly some people maybe had a created for themselves to have a rough upbringing, or maybe there was not a lot of love or joy in their life. So if you say to someone who maybe has not experienced like the, you know, love of a mother or a parent or some sort of guardian, you know, how is it, if you haven't experienced that kind of external love, how is it that you even know how to love yourself? And do you think that we can kind of only love ourselves to the degree we've experienced love in our life? How does it work?
I think if we think opposites anyway, antonyms and synonyms, what is the same? What is the opposite? So if we grew up in a family that did not necessarily support us, that we had happy, we felt happy. It's like it's an internal feeling of happiness. But see, we chose those parents, though, Lee. I want to make sure that everybody understands that. Those when you gave all those examples, that's then we have to recognize that the person, the individual, chose to experience that.
Okay.
For lessons that it wanted to learn, that he or she wanted to learn. So they chose that. What happens is that after we get in it, we forget that we chose it.
Mm-hmm.
We forget that we even create our own reality. So therefore, we know if something's going to make us feel good. In other words, if we touch a hot stove, we're going to go, ouch, it hurt. So we're starting to learn it experientially. Touch the hot stove, hurt. You know, if I don't watch where I'm going with the steps, I might fall down. So we just think of situations that we're going through and we don't understand that there's a mental equivalency to each thing that we experience. So unconditional love then to us becomes the opposite of pain. If I smile and I'm happy, somebody I hear a joke that I really like, and I'm going to go, ha ha ha, you know, I'm really gonna love that joke. Okay, that is how I'm learning happiness. If I create for somebody to support me by bringing me a dozen roses. If I like roses, I'm going to be happy about that. So I'm beginning to appreciate the roses as I appreciate receiving the roses. So it's like we have a lot of physical things that come about that show us that this is happiness, this is not happiness. So we're learning it by way of experiences, that we actually create the experiences. We create the experiences that are going to be joyful. Mm-hmm. We create the experiences that are going to bring us angst or make us unhappy. The more experiences that we bring to ourselves that are happy, the more we're beginning to appreciate ourselves. Oh, look what I did. Although we don't think of it as I created that. We just say, oh, look what happened to me. But it made me happy. So we learn by rote of experiences, even though nobody comes up and says, hey, look, love yourself unconditionally. You know. What were you going to say, Yvonne?
Yeah, it feels like it's like a constant process. Like we're all like a work in progress. And what just came up for me is connecting back to what Lee said is, you know, we're born into a certain family and, you know, we're given these lessons. And so, you know, you have four siblings that are born in the same family, and you can have each one can have such a totally different experience with unconditional love. And there's that division, like you said, between the opposites. And some people take the lesson, you know, they choose the same parents in this family, but they're choosing a lesson of creating the same maybe dysfunction, and then another sibling creates love, unconditional love, and maybe there's another sibling creating somewhere in between. So I think it's interesting to reflect on that, and that gives us, you know, a framework of just saying, yeah, we are, each one of us picks our parents and picks the lessons themselves, because, you know, look at that situation a little deeper. So yeah, that's kind of what just came up for me. And then we were talking this week, Greta, you know, about some of the challenges I've been experiencing emotionally in the last month. And you suggested a tool, which I just want to mention before I forget, the quick displace replace. So I've been talking to myself in my head quite a bit. and when I feel something coming up, I said, I love myself unconditionally. I love myself unconditionally. And whatever that challenge is, that emotional challenge or that train inside my head that's talking things that I probably don't want to hear, it definitely helps, and it works to just consciously bring unconditional love back to reality. And as a result of that, things have shifted in my everyday life. So I can say I'm, you know, a good example of that. So thank you.
I'd like to go back to what you said also, because I'd like us to clarify that the lessons we don't, it gets very technical when I have to say that we choose the lessons. Because what is the purpose of the lessons? The purpose is for the experiential evolution of the force itself. What is the force? The force is that energy which created all of existence, every last bit of it. So it knows what it wants to experience. So it already has these lessons set up. Well, I want to experience this. I want to experience that. So, but then how does that happen? Is that we, each one of us, is the force. Because there's only oneness. That is all that exists. Anything outside of oneness is an illusion. Now, that's going to be kind of challenging, depending on where each person is in this understanding. But as the force, we choose the lessons. But then when we come in and we move into that incarnate stage where we begin to forget that I am the force as well, there's a forgetting, because we have to forget in order to have this experience. Because if you remember you're the force, you're going to go, yeah, what am I doing this for? You know.
Temporary and human amnesia.
That's right. Exactly. Exactly. It's temporary. Because if you tell somebody you're the force, you know what, they look at you like you're crazy.
Yes, because we've all bought into our smallness.
And right. Go ahead, Lee. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to say, you know, and on a certain level, I guess, like, as you just said, we have to sort of buy into that role a bit in order to stay and, you know, keep learning here. Well, I want my little bit of source to start experiencing more unconditional self-love. That's what I want to feed back to the loop.
Right. When we understand more about our existence, then we can take a bigger control. But see, everything we talk about on the podcast, now this is what's really interesting to me. Everything that we talk about on this podcast, everybody knows already. I don't care where you hear it from. I don't care if you're reading all the Seth books and all that kind of stuff. You knew everything, you know everything that is there. You know it. I don't care what metaphysical book you're reading, you already know it. So what you're in the process of doing when we come into this experience is that we are remembering. It's not a relearning, it's a remembering of who we are, what we are, you see. And so in that, I took a tour around the world to get to this point. But the point is that the lessons are given to us by ourselves as the force. Then we decide as the incarnate how, see, this is the biggie. How do we want to learn those lessons? So before we go through conception, we're choosing what species I want to be. Do I want to be in a species that has binary sexual beingness, two sexes, male, female? Do I want to be in a society where I can be both at the same time? You know, we decide all of that, but that's part of the how. So then here comes the suffering. We choose it. We actually choose it. So the opposite is to love ourselves unconditionally. We choose to go through with our, for instance, I might choose to hate my brother because he hurt me. So if I choose to hate him, the hate doesn't go to him, it stays with me. That's why everything is internal. It's never external. It's always, 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 always internal. It's never external. But we believe it's external because we believe in the illusion of separation. And I know, Lee, you're getting ready to lead us out of here, so I'm going to let you go ahead.
How could you tell?
Yes, but before we thank you, Greta. So we are headed into our first commercial break. You've been listening to us on Shifting Impressions, Conversation with the Realm of Beings. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Boy, does this feel like good times today. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. I love it. This is a show that's going to invite all of you to open up your heart, because it's about dreams coming true. There's a road we get to take as we craft out and we lay a course that's in service of so many others. Sometimes the universe, God, whatever you believe in, have you ever wondered why, but better than why, or how the universe knows how to line things up in a way that gets you ready for the most expansive part of who you're going to become. This is the time to change. And gratitude, leading with love, opens up more expansive possibilities than you can imagine. Crust busting your way to an awesome life.
I want to thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
The vibration of change, that magical place where life shifts from struggle to ease, from stagnation to forward movement, from old ways of being to new ways of becoming. If you're like I am, it can be rather elusive to get there, but when you are in it, you feel it down to your very core, don't you? And it can positively affect everything in your life, from your relationships to your health and well-being, from your career path to your abundance. From the quality of that inner connection to the fullness of your self-expression. On the Christine Upchurch Show, we explore ways to get into that vibration of change with experts in the fields of consciousness, psychology, spirituality, health, healing, and science. Join me, Christine Upchurch, every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on KKNW AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio, and learn new ways to step into your vibration of change.
Welcome back to Shifting Impressions, Conversations with the Realm of Beings. I'm Yvonne. I'm here today with Greta Ely and, of course, the Realm of Beings. And today we are talking about first of the year here, 2022, talking about what is our purpose. And it is to love yourself unconditionally and be one within. So we've just been talking about reflecting love, and you know, people sometimes succumb to the illusion that they have to look for love on the outside, and not realizing how powerful they are and all the messages come from within. So yeah, let's continue our conversation here. It's been really fun, lively, exciting to be back. And I think this is a great topic to start off the new year about love. So not that we talk about it every week, of course, but now I think we're just going a little bit deeper into this topic.
When we were on the break, I had mentioned something to the ladies that I had found online. And this, what I was reading says, the love you talk to yourself with will echo back from the people around you. Matching the love with which you talk to yourself with the love that people around you will talk to you. It's not hocus pocus. It's simply the same consciousness doing the listening and the talking.
I think even though that's not directly from the realm of beings, but it's still that whole statement that Lee has said, it encapsulates the concept of support, because this is all create, support, support, create. That's what is always constantly going on. So if you love yourself, then people around you are going to support you with that. If you don't love yourself, people around you are going to support you that way. It's like I had a young lady, about 30 years ago, came to me. She was referred to me because she was having challenges at home with her parents, with her father. She had just, for a year, she had been living at home. She had graduated from college. She wanted to be able to get her own apartment. She, you know, she wanted to live her own life personally without the control over her life that she thought that her father had, okay? So, one thing she explained to me was that her father anytime he would come home, she had three other siblings, he would berate the three siblings constantly, every day. According to her, he didn't miss a beat. He was very nasty toward the mother. Now, she grew up with this man, even though he was not her birth father, because the birth father had left. The mother married him because she felt, you know, can I really raise or rear three children on my own by myself? So she decided to marry this man, even though he treated her in, quote unquote, if we judge it, as in a nasty way. She stayed with him because out of fear, she didn't want to, can I really rear three kids?
Right, so that's an interesting point, right? So she has this kind of inadequacy happening and then finds this person and then consequently.
Absolutely. So that goes with that support. She could only bring to herself somebody that's going to support her where she is. See, that happens with all of us. That's what we do. We can look around and see, what are you creating? You can look around what the unconscious is doing by way of, who are you bringing to yourself? Who, you know, but let me get back to the story. What happened was that after she met me, I said, you need to practice loving yourself. So I gave her an affirmation. The affirmation that we use now is about 7 affirmative statements long, but at that time it was only one statement. It was, I love myself. It didn't even have the word unconditional to it. It was, I love myself. So I gave it to her. I don't know how many times I told her to say it, but she said it a lot. So after 2 sessions, that means about 2 weeks passed, she said, Greta. I said, yes. She said, the strangest thing happened. I said, what happened? She said, my father came home and he berated everybody except me. He said, he just talked to me very nicely. And I said, oh. I said, but everybody else, he just screamed and hollered and did the same usual thing with. I said, so what do you think happened? She said, did he change? No, he didn't change. See, that this is where it's internal. It's internal because she started dealing with her love of self. I love myself. She didn't know anything about unconditional. We just said, love yourself. So because she had started changing that, and it only took her like about 2 weeks, 3 weeks at the max, the man changed. In fact, he changed so much for her. And let me not say he changed. Let me correct that. Let me say he supported her in a different way. See, when she didn't love herself, he supported her that way and berated everybody. But once she started to love herself, then his support had to change. So he wound up, when she found her apartment, he helped her find an apartment. He paid for the first month's rent. He paid for the security deposit, helped her go out and bought furniture for her apartment. He did all of that for her, not because he changed, but because she did. So that's a good example.
Perfect example.
Create, yeah. support, create. You get where you are at. You want people to love you unconditionally. The first person you have to love unconditionally is yourself.
Which I think is such a great point to drive home. And sometimes, I mean, often these topics that we're discussing here are pretty deep and seem so serious, but I mean, you know, it doesn't have to be. You can kind of like make this into a sort of fun game with yourself, you know, start doing the work, start using the affirmations. And Greta, I think we talked maybe in a private conversation about, I'm experiencing loving myself unconditionally. And that's like an even stronger affirmation to use with that word experience. And it's just so fun because you are creating and you like we all have the ability to make changes. And, you know, if loving yourself, the byproduct of that is that, you know, you get more loving support outwardly, then that's fun. Try it. What do you have to lose?
Right. I'd like to give, what's coming to me now is to give the affirmation that we give out to people.
Oh, that's perfect. Now,
the seven affirmative statements. It's composed of sentences, seven of them. And they use the pronoun we. We love ourselves unconditionally. And the reason why we use we is because the we represents your unconscious and you. Because your unconscious holds everything. We talked about that in one other episode versus the consciousness, which only holds on a little bit and then lets go of it. But the unconscious holds every last thing that you experience, from a cough to being angry about something. It holds everything. So it'll hold on to you not loving yourself until you let it know, okay, I don't want that anymore. So this affirmation helps you to let it know that this is the route we're going to go. We're going to go down this road instead of this other road over here. And it says we love ourselves unconditionally. We forgive unconditionally. We love ourselves unconditionally. We feel ourselves loving ourselves unconditionally. We forgive ourselves unconditionally. We thank you. We thank you. Now, we've described the we. Basically, people know unconditional love. The second sentence says we forgive unconditionally. It doesn't give any reference to anybody that you have to forgive, because sometimes you don't recognize that there's somebody or something you need to forgive. So that takes care of it. You feel ourselves loving ourselves unconditionally. That's taking it down into your gut. That's taking it more internal. And then the part we forgive ourselves, once you understand that you create your own reality, there are going to be some realities you're going to turn around and say, man, I wish I had never created that. So you want to forgive yourself for that. That's okay. Some people beat up on themselves because they feel that they've created something that's heinous or horrible. No, it's just an experience. That's all it is. And then the last two sentences are really paramount in that it says, we thank you, we thank you. That means when you know that you create your own reality, then the only thing you can say to the person that supported you is thank you, thank you. And that takes a lot. You have not gotten into unconditional love of self until you, and understanding of creation of reality, until you can say thank you. We thank you. I went through the experience of being raped and I had to deal with that, you know, and for those people who've had that experience, be it male or female, it can be very traumatic, you know, to say the least. But I had to learn that I created that experience. Why? Because I didn't love myself. So the person who raped me was actually showing me I lacked love of self. That's what that was about. So as I learned that I created my own reality, as I learned that I've got to love myself unconditionally, then I said to him, of course, he's far away now, but I said to him in my mind, which is really saying it to him, I thank you for that experience because you taught me that I did not love myself the way I needed to love myself. So, and it goes on and on like that. So the big thing is, what is your purpose? One, this is just one of the purposes, but one of the purposes is to love you. You've got to love you. You're the force. You're the essence of all that exists. You are divinity. So love yourself. Don't hate yourself. Mm. You know, forgive yourself for things that you went through that you wish, oh my God, I wish I had never gone through that. You know, I've gone through a lot of things. I had to, still learning. I have an experience of being homeless, you know, being homeless, not knowing where I was going to live. How am I going to eat? All of that, you know, lack of love of self. Lack of love of self. So unconditional love. And I just want to say this one thing, because I know I can feel Yvonne's ready to say something too. So is that I always tell people, if you're a couple and you're married or unmarried or whatever, but you're a couple with each other, however you define your coupleness, is that one person in the couple needs to love themselves more than the other. The other person needs to love themselves more than the other. So both are loving themselves more than each other. This is important, because then if I'm loving myself over here more than I love my partner, then my partner must support me in loving myself. You see? So if my partner loves himself or herself more than she loves me, then I must support her in loving herself. So therefore you have, you know, a whole different type of relationship. You don't have one of blaming each other, saying this is your fault, or getting angry because the person didn't help you do something. You can release all of that. Mm-hmm. So that's one reason why to love yourself is very important, because you're going to bring it to you. You're going to bring it to you, because it's create, support, support, create. And that goes on throughout existence. I don't care what planet you live on. I don't care what species you are. I don't care what universe you're in. This is it. Create, support, support, create. You want to be, you want somebody to love you? First, love yourself. Go ahead, Yvonne. I see that smile on your face. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to, before we go to our next break, just reiterate the affirmations. Just take a moment. Yeah. We love ourselves unconditionally. We forgive ourselves unconditionally. We feel ourselves loving ourselves unconditionally. We forgive ourselves unconditionally. We love ourselves unconditionally. We thank you. We thank you.
I just want to say, though, that that second line, and every different people say it differently, but that second line specifically says we forgive unconditionally, and oh, has nothing after it. Nothing. It's not until you get down to the other part where you said we forgive ourselves unconditionally. But that second statement is we forgive unconditionally. Because sometimes we don't know. Yeah. You know, maybe your dog came, jumped on the table. I remember one year, Kai, when she was about 5 or 6 years old, we had her, because we were vegetarian, so we had her Cornish hen on top of the stove. And then, you know, it had cooked. I had taken it out of the oven and everything. It was looking really good. She was excited. And I left for a minute. I came back, and the cat was sitting on top of the stove, taking the Cornish hen, picked it up in his mouth, and fled. And Kai was there crying, you know. So that's something where you need to forgive the cat.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So you don't know who you need to forgive sometimes.
Just leave it open.
Yeah.
It could just be anything. It could be the snow out there that caused whatever. It could be anything. So.
Right. Just
leave it open.
Leave it open.
So, well, thank you, ladies. And we're going to take a nice little short break. And when we come back, Greta's going to go backstage, or the realm of beings will come back with us, and we'll see what they have to say. So thanks for listening to Transformation Talk Radio. I'm Yvonne. We're here with Lee and Greta and the Realm, and we'll see you right after our break.
The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens, with monthly guest host Karen Benton. Tune in for powerful conversations about health and wellness. Karen brings unique insights rich with humor and science to her discussions with experts in medicine, movement, psychology, spirituality, and so much more. Don't miss Karen on The Truth is Funny every third Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Tune into Hungry for Answers every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com with me, Robin Clare. I am a recovery coach, professional, and best-selling author, bringing you eye-opening conversations about addiction and groundbreaking tools for recovery. To learn about me and my offerings, visit Clarity.com. That's Clare, Clare-ity.com.
God, Where Are You? It's Me is a book that will inspire you, uplift you, and motivate you into pushing through the darkness to find the light. How to connect back to the God of your understanding when you feel all is lost. It will inspire you to keep expanding into the next level of life's journey and remind you that you are not forgotten. If life's struggles make you feel disconnected or left behind, and you just do not know where to turn anymore, this book is for you. Explore how simple life tools can last a lifetime when navigating through new territories. With each page, prepare to have your energy shifted and prepare to unlock the secrets within. If you're interested in reading this amazing book, God, Where Are You? It's Me. Visit us at TracyLClark.com. And tune in to The Tracy L. Clark Show as featured on Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to manifest the highest version of your life? Then let Adrian Cobb guide you on your own personal soul quest. Every year, Adrian hosts 2 7-day virtual solstice quests and a 21-day soul quest to create a quickening in your soul's evolution. During the quest, your heart unravels and you remember the depth of your love. The essence of who you are is always wanting to be fulfilled. To learn more, visit mywildmagic.com. That is mywildmagic.com.
Hello, and welcome back to Shifting Impressions. I'm Lee, and I'm here with Yvonne and Greta. Greta's getting ready to bring the realm of beings forward so they can join our discussion today about the quote we've been talking about, what is your purpose? To love yourself unconditionally. So Yvonne, before we get started with the realm, did you just want to go over one more time those affirmative statements for our listeners just to reinforce and, you know, now they have a pen, they can jot them down?
Yeah, I'll go a little slower. And these are even more powerful just from my own personal experience. If you do them a couple times a day and in front of a mirror, if you have one, but in any case, just do what works for you because it will definitely work. Something will change inside of you. So from the top, we love ourselves unconditionally. We forgive unconditionally. We love ourselves unconditionally. We feel ourselves loving ourselves unconditionally. We forgive ourselves unconditionally. We thank you. We thank you.
Thank you, Vaughn, for sharing that again. And I think the realm of beings may be with us now. Realm, are you here?
Yes.
Hello. Welcome. Thank you for joining us on Shifting Impressions.
Yes.
The realm of beings. So today we have Yvonne back and we have been talking about the quotation, what is your purpose? It is to love yourself unconditionally and be one within. What more do you have to add to our discussion today, Realm?
just a repeat of some of the things that people as a whole want to think that they have to be a millionaire or a billionaire. They have to be a secretary. They have to be an owner of a business. They have to be the president. They have to be a teacher. They have to be a doctor. Or they have the fate of being homeless, the fate of having a debilitating disease. Thinking of all these things, fate, destiny, you think defines your purpose. Epigenetics, you think defines you, because your purpose is you. So your purpose, what is my purpose in life? It's one main purpose, and that is to recognize your love of yourself. If you don't love yourself, that's because you've fallen into the belief that you're not worthy. You're not worthy. To not love yourself is to feel that you are not worthy. Some people, because they see outside of themselves, they see God. I'm praying to God. And they don't recognize that they are God. That which you call God. So if when you recognize that you are God or the gods, because there are many, but they all flow under the force or the source, not the universe now, the force, the source, the essence of all of creation. Then you understand that you are divine. Each person is divine.
Realm, we are here in this 3D experience and with these humanoid forms. And we have these things we'd like to call personalities, and they sometimes get in the way of how we see ourselves and how we love ourselves. How do we deal with these humanoid personalities?
That means it's not that they got in the way, Lee.
Okay.
You call that type of personality to yourself. Okay. That's your creation of reality.
So it's another tool to learn through, then.
Absolutely. It's all part of this excursion. Excursion into illusion. Excursion into illusion.
And I guess that's like another thing we've been talking about today. It's just learn to embrace that personality because we created it and it's serving a purpose for us to learn in this experience, right? And once we're aware of those traits that are working within us, then we can make modifications to the program, right?
Absolutely. Like there's some people, their mates can't stand them. Their mates don't like them. But if the mate doesn't like the person, the challenge is with the person. Because if the mate doesn't like you, the only person that you can look at in reference to that is yourself. Because when you change you, see, you want to change the person. I want a mate who loves me. I want a mate who cares for me. Well, then you better love, doggone it, you better love yourself and care for yourself first. Otherwise, nobody can do that for you. You're the person. You're the divinity. You're the creator. You just think that this little tiny little piece that you have called your own personal reality, that's the only thing you're responsible for. If you only knew. If you only knew and understood the essence of your being, who you truly are. But it's a remembering. This podcast is an experience in learning who you are. A lot of people don't want to know who they are. They try all kinds of facades so they don't have to deal with who they are. Different kinds of facades. Some people choose physical facades so they don't have to deal with who they are. Physical facades such as drugs, alcohol, help you to forget who you are. You don't have to face what you've done. But the advantage is to face it. Face it, because you are glorious. You are stupendous. Each one of you is awesome, regardless if you're sitting incarcerated in somebody's jail. You are still divinity. It's the personality that you chose. It's the personality that you are showing. It's your how. How did you want to learn these lessons? How did you want to define your purpose here? So we miss unconditional love. We miss it. So today is about telling people, don't miss love of self. It's very important. It sets the foundation for your creation of reality. Who are you going to bring to yourself? What situations are you going to bring to yourself? And part of that is don't beat up on yourself because you made a quote unquote mistake. There are no mistakes ever. There's only purpose. There's only how. How do you want to express this? There are no mistakes. You stub your toe, that's not a mistake. You're showing yourself that you're angry about something. Accidents are anger.
This all sounds, so profound, but if you break it down, so simple at the same time, but if we just have to reprogram ourselves to remember, and if you even take that word and break it down into little sections, remembering, so putting the pieces back, learning the lessons, remembering, bringing everything back into unity, being with source, with the force. This is a really powerful way to start 2022 in this podcast. And I'm just so grateful to be back and to be here, to have this opportunity to be with Greta Lee and the Force, to share these lessons, what we know and what we've remembered, so that everybody out there can have these same loving experiences.
Thank you, Yvonne. Thank you, Realm of Beings, for joining us today. And I just wanted to add one thing to your remembering. I think we spoke about it maybe in a private conversation once, but I listened to something once and they were talking about the opposite of remember is not to forget, but it's to dismember. So we are trying in remembering to reclaim all of those sort of disembodied parts and remember our oneness and who we are and what we're here for. So if we can build on love instead of fear, I think that's perhaps everyone has their lessons, but maybe there's a more optimal way to create. So thank you for listening. This has been Shifting Impressions, Conversations with the Realm of Beings. I'm Lee, and I was joined by Yvonne and Greta this week. So thank you for listening until we create each other again.
Once again, thanks for joining us at Shifting Impressions, Conversations with the Realm of Beings on TransformationTalkRadio.com. As you have explored today's creation of reality experience with Lee, Yvonne, the Realm, and me, Greta, each of you is being supported by us in further developing the understanding that you are not just an individual existing in linear time and space, but a multidimensional force of infinite possibilities who is connected to all. So begin to create the realities you want. Join us every Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on Shifting Impressions at TransformationTalkRadio.com. So long until we create each other again next Friday.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.